We tried, part of me actually tried to chat, my click is trashy fences, right? So, the chat we, I saw that I told you over was the Chemda Shlomo, right? And all the questions you have, I'm saying fair, it doesn't seem like this is my focus. The same my focus as, you know, by Pilpus, Trapus, clarify the matter, not do after not. So we wanted to say a different way to understand the Machlokes. I just wanted to just clarify one point. So we wanted to say the pshat of the Chemda Shlomo was that really, in this kind of situation, it's really so unlikely. It's maybe you'll find Eidim, maybe you'll find Eidim. Right, it's not the regular case of Efshalaburi where you just open up the animal and check if the bones are broken or not, right? So we want to say, even in that situation where it's so far removed and so hard to maybe find out the truth, this situation, Chazal saw fit to have to clarify the matter to help out the poor lady, right, who was Mizana and she had Lister relations, and she knows the truth. The guy is good. Srax Feika is good to go. But for her sake, we wanted to clarify the matter. Yeah.
Why do we call it this poor woman if she was Mizana or Ratzon?
Why is it like?
No, I feel so bad for this woman. You know she cheated.
Is she a yid?
That's your future wife, you
know. Oh.
Why is Rashi such a woman sympathizer? Didn't sexism exist back then?
Actually, I used that word on purpose. Okay? I actually used that word. Very calculated, that word. Here he is, Ari.
Woman sympathizer.
Ari is giving me a problem.
Ari wants to do everything for his job.
Guys, Ari is giving me a hard time. Since I said that pshat during night seder, I have to share night seder this morning. Keeps on bothering me. It's kind of the shlomo, it's not pshat, this, that, the other thing. What was the machlokes between Rashi and Tais? It was just to speak it out. I spoke it out with some guy last night. And when I said this pshat to some other people, they asked the same question. I mean, according to Rashi, you're kindly making a takana to help out, let's call her a Russia. Right?
She's confused.
Right. She was whatever her issue is, whatever.
Confused in what?
Rashi says, Rashi says, we make a takana for her, even though she was mizana. We make a takana for her to help her not to be iser. Tosfos, what does Tosfos hold, guys? What do you think Tosfos holds?
It's for the guy. We're
trying to help the guy.
We're not going to make a takana for Russia.
Good. So you have to say that Tosfos holds. Perhaps, who said we should make a kana for a lady that's being mizana? Right? If he's good to go, he has a sex fake use with her, maybe we don't make that kana for her. And that could be the Machlokes Rashi. Now, I found the Rashi on that test of the page. And Ari might smile after he sees this Rashi. I don't know if he knows about this Rashi. But he was bothered in Shad and Rashi. How could it be that we made a takana just to help her, right? According to the Chemda Shlomo, the takana was for her. She shouldn't be this. I want to point out, you guys tell me what you think of the discussion. Rashi on the Pesim and Beis, around the Gemara here.
Yeah.
Pesim and Beis, you come in the Rashi. Ari is doing the Rashi. Pesim and Beis. Ari is doing the Rashi. Libra Maskel. That starts. El Alav. La Osra. The Gemara is saying, rather, you want him to cool down, right? If it's to give it to let her give it. Now, La Osra, Allah, to ask her for what
is it? Where is it?
El Alav, La Osra. El Alav, La Osra.
Why is there so much
quarter down since we're
Rashi? Yeah.
Because they just.
The Mari Gemara is the first one of the line of El Alav, La Osra.
Tenth Rashi.
Tenth Rashi. Whoa. Ari, you ready for us?
Yeah.
77
is not for us.
So for Ari.
Yeah, 39 for us.
El Lavo is for love. Yeah.
So El Lavo, so. No, only El Lavo, so.
Love is for sorry, good.
Sorry. So who is that? Divino Chibotar Dasa. Right, so was Das, the grass of the forest, was not the priest or the pump. The Kaim Esos.
The Kaim Es Asura Lodi. We don't want to be Mikayim. We don't want to keep a lady that's Asura Lodi. What is the Mashmos in this Rashi over here? Maybe, perhaps. Concern, we don't want him to cool down. We want him to come to Beis Din. Because we don't want him to be Mikayim as a Asura Lodi. Someone that might be usher to him. Because if she in fact has us, right? She's Asura Lodi. Meaning, because Papi Shmai Galia, she was Mizana, right? And to him, it would be kind of like for him to be living with, not that he's been doing this every time he's with her because he has a sex face on, but if we should somehow get rid of that, meaning that he's not be with her, Mikayim Esa Suraloi, it sounds like we should try to avoid that. Right? So it doesn't, I don't know if it sounds like the whole thing comes for her. What do you think, Gary?
I agree.
You agree. Okay. So just throw back to the point of the Rashi. It is Mashmir and Rashi. It sounds like that the Kun is not specifically for her. Yeah, you guys are good?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's how we're going to end. That's the Machlokes. We're going to say the Tachakomo. Still, you know, this is something to debate, but the Machlokes is, do we make the Takana for this lady that was Mizana? Do we try to help her out, even since she knows the truth? Do we make a kind of for her or not? What was Rashi?
Okay. That's what the difference is. That well, Rashi wants to help out someone, Tosfos doesn't.
No, but when you want to say that Rashi making a kind of for her, then you ask yourself, so what is Tosfos? Right? Perhaps. Trying to figure out Shai. If you have a different Shai with them, I thought it was Rashi Tosfos.
No,
I'm just in the Chavdei Shlomo's world. The Chavdei Shlomo sounds like that. We make it kind of for her to help her. So now you have to ask yourself, okay, so what does Tosfos hold?
No, but why I thought the other side is that, not that Tosfos doesn't want to help her, it's just that
I don't want to help her, but we
no.
Chazal make it takana.
We
want to help all Jews.
Right?
But would Chazal make it takana specifically for that kind of relationship? Yeah? How do you
explain
what Tosfos is?
First, that they make a. I thought we were saying based on what the focus of the mission is. I thought that's what we were saying yesterday.
The focus of the mission is for her.
Saying, according to Tosfos, the focus of the mission is.
So why was it also for her? Why wouldn't he say like
that? Sacred she did.
Right. Very important, right? I mean, why? What was the focus of that question?
Thing because it's talking about the man going up to base and talking about the man prosecuting him.
Why couldn't the focus be to help for her? Like rationalize. Maybe I'm thinking. Maybe that the home shot. It is funny according to the Chavdei Shlomo they didn't get the con for her. Isn't that funny, you guys? A little funny, she's in Russia, she's in Zanya. They can get the kind of, because she knows the truth. Right, and the system is...
1992,
the Greek... The Tosfos Takana is just to get to MS, basically. That was
the same. Stay on the map, yeah. But if, you know, the problem with coming from Pshat, it was someone, I told this Pshat over to someone in the Rebbe car, and one of the babies said, we can get the kind of for Russia. That's what Chavdei Shlomo sounds like, right? And that may be what Tosfos holds. You don't. You don't.
I
mean, you should have bought us. What?
See the Shabbat.
It's the saver, but at the end of the day, it's all shit.
Why are we saving Urushi?
I mean,
so we're saying the saver, but at the end of the day, it's all it's being the bar at the door. That's what we want.
No,
it's not going to be a part of it. What does that mean? Okay, it's not like we're going out of our way to come to something which is like, is it cool to ask me? If it's coming out to MS, we're giving her a chance to like exonerate herself. To see what it really is, so this is not or coming to help her in a way, I guess, that if she would come clean or if they would find her to be high, then say I would probably be like, yeah, so we're being apart for her. So maybe is that the thing motivating it? Yes, the fact that it's better for the woman either way. But that could be what's motivating it, but the end game is as ideal according to anyone.
Just to clarify the matter.
Yeah.
Right, but would we make that kind of just for the clarification to help her, meaning for him he's good to go. He's using a different shot, that's okay. So, yeah.
Any punishment based in, let's say, killing someone or giving some mobs is kind of for Russia also. They did something wrong, and now we have a penalty to save them from like Mitsubishi Mine or something. That's also.
That's no difference. That's an outage. That's just a. That's more than a takana.
She's going to potentially get an outage also. It didn't end up coming when they go to Bezdin. She's going to get punished here or not.
That doesn't fly off a peaceful turn. Right? Are you saying by Mrs. Bezdin, what's the kind of Mrs. Bezdin? Terrorism of someone. Kill somebody or Kaya Misa. Right?
So why would we want to help Russia there either?
We're helping.
No, I think he's saying that a certain time Lash is a takana. He's saying but also it's a takana, but Lash is also like it gives someone kapara.
Kapara, and the same thing with the woman. So why would we want to help that guy
either? You're saying if we're making a takana, we always have takanas to help.
Or even let's say paying Kofor, Kofor Kapara. It's a Kapara. I'm saying this is literally a Takana made. So
it's not a crazy concept to try to help Russia with Kapara.
That could be part of the Fender Shlomo, right? Yeah, you're saying good. Yeah, to try to clarify the matter at Kapara for that could be part of the Shlomo, you said. Yeah. Okay, good, yeah? Sorry to eat invited this, but we're going to move to the right. Okay? Now the Ran, tough read. We'll just go over the main points of the Ran. Ran first quotes Rashi Pshat, Tosfos, right? And then he explains how he feels like Rashi's pshat, right? So Tosfos learns the takana is for Hishas Kayin and not for Sharanosh, right? There's two things I want to point out of the Rav that are good to think about. What pshat is, I think, also is not so clear. We'll try to get something clear. But Tosfos for Rebbe Tam had, don't jump. Okay.
You gotta jump.
Where? So the window's open.
What? It just opened by itself.
Yeah, it's running to that one.
Rabbeinu Tam says that God is for Isha's Kohen and low plug to Sharon Hashem. They get married on Wednesday, but for no specific reason, no real reason, and even they wouldn't even go to bed in the next morning. Just get married on Wednesday because we wanted to be everyone the same, right? Everyone get married the same day. There shouldn't be confusion. Now, the Ran says, like the third shot, like the second shot in Rashi that Tosfos brings down, that Modi Shlomer is that we make the Kana initially for Isha's Kohen, right? And we extend it for Sharanash. Not that it's low like or made of Tam, okay? We extend the Takana that they should also get married on Wednesday to come to bed the next morning. Now what pushes the Ran to say this, that the extension Sharanashi, that makes sense, is follows. And this is a very important point. He's saying that if we believe the guy when he comes to the president, that she's not a psula, right? The lashon he uses over here, everyone was asking about it, is it's not everyone red flag. The kivan shekain, right? The guy comes in the kivan, they have ninon lay, right? This we see from the Gemara by on daf tes. Since we believe him, the vada is insa. And here, Zinsa doesn't mean that she was Bizana. It means that she's a Beruva. It sounds like a Hampshire. She's a Beruva. We bad that we believe him for sure that she was a Beruva. Kivan Shekain, once that happened, now this is all built on the fact that we believe him, right? We believe him. Right now, a red flag goes up. If we believe a guy that comes in and says that she's not a Beruva, a red flag goes up. Why is she not a Beruva? Right? Now, does it matter? Doesn't matter if it's an Ashes Kohen, it's one suffix or two suffix. This concept that we come into Bez Din and we believe that she's a Ba'ula, right? Red flag goes up, things have to be clarified. Should it matter if it's one suffix and two suffix?
Yeah.
Why?
Because one suffix, you don't even have to come to Bez Din according to some people.
You don't have to come, but if we believe him, if we believe the guy, when a guy opens his mouth and says, she's a Ba'ula, and a red flag goes up.
Mehemon or Nema? Like what kind of belief?
Mehemon or believe it.
To come, but you still need
aid. You might have to clarify things, and maybe for an Asian story, you won't have to clarify things. But if I told you believe him when he comes to the best, right?
It's easier to clarify one suffix.
One suffix. But should clarification be necessary? When you think to clarify it?
No. Well, one suffix or two suffix?
Even by two. If we believe him,
what's the point of believing if you need
that? Red flag goes up. Forget what we need after for a second, but red flag goes up. You walk into Bez Din, and the guy says she's a Ba'ula, red flag goes up. Something fishy's going on over here. Something funny's happening. Right? She said she's a Basula. The Ksuba says, right? Basula, whatever the lashon of the Basula is, I think it's in Arabic, but. Basula, and now he comes in and says she's not a Basula, and we believe him, right? The Ran says, if we believe him, and that, we know we believe him because we asked her, one suffix, we believe him, right? If we didn't believe him before, what would happen by one suffix case if we didn't believe him? What would we say? If we didn't believe the guy comes the best, he walks in, she's not a Basula, we don't believe him, what would we do? Go home. Even by Asia's Kohen. If you don't believe, you don't even get the case started. You say, go home. Why be Motzi Laz on your wife? Why are you being Motzi Laz on her? Why are you trying to start rumors about her? Right? If you don't believe him. The Ran is saying that we know we believe him. That we see in the Gemara and Daf Tes. Once we believe him, right, it shouldn't matter if it's one suffix, two suffix. You write by one suffix, we're going to ask her because it's one suffix. Right? But the red flag went up once you believe him. Right? So therefore you should have to clarify even if there's two suffix. There should have to be some kind of clarification that's necessary.
How could you just compare one suffix to two? That's like, it's not such an easy comparison.
The comparison is that there's something funny going on here.
Well, we know everyone agrees by one suffix.
She's awesome.
We believe it doesn't need proof. But by two suffixes,
we have to clarify.
Yeah.
The point is, should we have to clarify? If we believe him when he comes to that she's a Ba'ula, should we have to clarify?
But it wasn't that belief just like a ticket into Bezdin. It wasn't like, you believe me that you're right. It's more like, we see that this is a situation, come to Bezdin with
it. That's why I have to clarify.
Right, we have to clarify, but
so if we actually believe him, why do we have to clarify?
Right, if we don't believe him, then even by an Asian code, guy comes in.
Oh, we believe him, but the believing is that we're
concerned. No, it's a real belief. No, it's a mehem, and we believe him that She's really a passive pasua. Otherwise, the case wouldn't start. Bezdin would say, go home.
Why would you not believe him?
What?
Why would you not believe him?
If more maybe he doesn't know what he's talking about. But that's
why he's asking it.
Gemara is teaching us that we believe him.
Just because you investigate doesn't mean you believe that it actually happened. Like, it means that you're seeing if it's true or not.
No, but the aleph base is that she actually is a pesach pesuah. Exactly. If he's wrong, that she's not a pesach pesuah, then why would we even entertain this whole case? Maybe, right, he's just, this is the lashon of the Ran. Let's see the Ran inside, okay? The Ran says, even the baby, the lay, right, since we believe him, Kim lon the bada is in, so we for sure, you know that she is a bula. But even shekain is rayu, is a weakness here, a red flag. But Eli is the best in Rami Lamekmal and the Milsa. Now, also over here, you see in Iran, it's incumbent upon Bezdin. Until now, we've never seen this kind of concept so clear. Right? It sounds like Bezdin has to now clarify the matter. It's like on Bezdin to fix the problem, to clarify. In Tachta, in Tachta, I saw Pshat, what's Pshat that it's on Bezdin. So I saw Pshat wrote down that sometimes there's a suffix. Prati, right, like by an individual, and sometimes there's like a suffix klali in the world that I think has an effect on the world, right? And that's why I said that someone should ask Shana and Ram that when there's a suffix klali, does that have an effect, as opposed to a guy eating a piece of tree or not? Does Bezin have to run me a line to Bezin to clarify? They should go seek out all the cases. You know, all these cases to figure out what's kosher, not kosher. This kind of case over here is something that's on Bezin to clarify because it's a din klali. Her being ushered to the world, her having being mizane affects a lot of things. Affects kids, affects who she can marry, who we can marry, right? That we see over here that the Ran has this pshat that is incumbent upon Bezdin to clarify. Until now, we were talking about his chiyuv to go to Bezdin for himself. Right, by Isha's calling, right? It was always his chiyuv to get to Aser, right? Not like the Ritva says that, you know, he automatically, she's Aser, but according to Pashim Shah and Tezvis, he has a chiyuv to come to Bezdin to get a stamp that she's Aser. Right over here in the Ran, it sounds like there's something incumbent upon Bezdin to get to the bottom of it. Rami Levekim of the Milk, the Itach, the Vientach. Now, the Afal Gav, even if we didn't find Eidim on the matter of Shari Labaila, she would be looking to the Baal, which is Trey Sveiki, right? She suffix. And this is the part that I was talking about before. I feel often Kivan the Israel, since there's already a red flag, there's a weakness here, because we believe him when he walks to the best and that she is a Bula, Allah, you rub him to make him a push of the Milsa. Shema is Barra, Dover, Rio, right? Meaning, he's explaining the extension shot in Taisvis. The reason why we extend it, right? Taisvis, as Rabbi Thomas said, slope. Don't extend the takana. Just get married on Wednesday because it's like the day to get married. But he's saying no. He's saying one. He's saying explaining. It sounds like or getting more deep into understanding the Va'oni Shomer and Taisvis. It's the Ran's shot. That once you believe him, right? The background is once you believe him that she's a Balula, right? So that therefore, the red flag goes up, and it's incumbent upon Taisvis to clarify the matter. Not, you know, just get married and get married on Wednesday to go to Bezdin Wednesday morning, Thursday morning, right? Get married to go to Bezdin to clarify the matter. Yeah.
Why didn't Taisvis think you had to be a bucky for Bezdin?
Why did Taisvis think you had to be a bucky? Doesn't sound like right over here, the Ran is leaving out the bucking part.
Yeah.
It sounds like he's assuming, maybe.
Maybe he wouldn't need a clarification, he's bucking.
Would it be the clarification?
He's going to say he needs a clarification.
He's left to clarify what had happened by two suffixes. But it could be, like Shai is saying, that part of believing him is that maybe he's a bucking, that he knows.
Yeah, Tosa Salman, it has to be that.
Right. Meaning if he wouldn't be believed, right? The fact that he's believed, I think it could be goes together that he's being a bucky, that he could be believed. right? So therefore, I will be for me having kiyasa 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 kiyasa. If you never believe the guy in the first place, the case won't start. So the Ran, we're taking out two things. Yeah, just to clarify, the Ran, we're just explaining how he's going in the similar way of Odi Shlom and Taisvis, and he's explaining why the extension makes sense. That's one part. That since we believe the guy, it only makes sense to have to now extend it to Shar and Rashi. Right? That's the reason why we extend it. And that's because once we believe him, that she's a Ba'ula, so it makes no difference between her being an Ashes Kohen or having trace babies. Because the clarification is on Bezin at this point. There's, it could be this is according to his Rishon Shitasa, that it's once a red flag goes on, up, Bezin has to clarify the matter. Okay, and also, the second point is that it's a special din on Bezin, which we haven't seen until now, that Bezin has to get to the bottom. Yeah? Okay, that's the right. We go back to Taisus now, not really related to this part of the sugya. We're going to go through Taisus, and tomorrow, Guy's revisor is coming back, and he's going to start. We're going to start tomorrow. Tomorrow, it'll be fresh from the sugya, but it's going to be more in the, you know, starting the Kriya of the Gemara. The Gemara is a big chapter, tired back and forth, and we're going to focus on that. Coming days. Fine. Basula Nises. Basula. Okay? Taisvis here ask a question. Right? Ha, the low kani. Very, you see these Taisvis in every single letter, every single piece is very adopted, right? Why Basula Nises, not Nose. Basula, that was the last, the other Taisvis, the second one. The first Taisvis says, Basula. Had the low kani and have the sula. The kani ha'isha nikness, ha'ibam nikness, right? Yishun the hasim ha'kroi kani. Yika ish isha, ha'isha ha'ksula. Yeah? So Taisus asks, why doesn't it say ha'sula? And he answers very simply because the other case, like ha'isha nikness, ha'ibam nikness, is akroi, akrokai. What's pshat in akrokai? Anyone? There are multiple pshatim here. I saw. Some say for not yet. Is that also? Okay, I see that one. All right, I forgot what he says. What's pasha pshat? What does it mean akrokai? Not akrokai? Yeah, seven.
If it's based on the pasuk or not.
Like, if it's based on the pasuk.
If it's a pasuk, then you have the hay.
If it's a pasuk in the Torah. Why does it matter if there's a pasuk or not?
That's the remark. You're basing it off something. So you're calling the hay is like, no, you're saying no one discussed in the pasuk.
Good. Yeah. One second. Right. So the first Sammy's saying is what does the hay mean? Ha. Right?
That woman
the president of the United States. The Basula. Which Basula are you talking about? The Basula of the Torah, right? The favorite has the word. Torah has Aisha Niknis, right? The lady that gets the seed, or Yavam and Niknis. It's the Isha from the Torah. Ha Isha, that Isha that we're talking about. The Torah, what's the halacha by her? As opposed to Basula. Basula, you don't really see in the Torah. Yeah.
The Chasam Sofer says that Ha Basula means that there's no suffering that she's a Basula. We're saying He Basula, she's for sure a Basula. The fact that just a basula shows, the Mishnah says later on, that there is a something, whether or not she's a basula.
I see, Abshah, very good. Okay, so here's what Ari is saying. Ha basula would be mashma that the basula, meaning she's a basula, right? She's really a basula. But we're talking about a case where we're not sure if she's a basula, right?
So, what, basula doesn't sound like she's a basula?
Sound like maybe she's not, the Chasam Sefer says.
What does it sound like? Maybe she's not.
Basula. Ha basula means the basula that's like.
Basula for sure.
That's
right. Basula is like maybe not. That's
what Chasam Sefer says.
Okay.
Tradition of Chasam Sefer, you like it? Okay, good. The Ritva explains, it could be a little bit different. Ellie was saying, the Ritva, that the answer is that...
Well, it's a little similar, huh?
A little similar, it could be goes together, but this whole din of the Mishnah is not a daraisa. It's a takana derabanan, right? Habasula, it could be because of the pasuk. Habasula, right, would be mashma, the habasula is the rabbanan, right? Ha. But you should nickname this from the Torah because it's the rice, as opposed to this is only the rabbanan, so it's not going to say habasula. Does anyone, everyone learns the parasha, I'm sure. I saw a word of the Akasha, very mad, you guys are like this. Did anyone ever see the word basula in the Torah? Taisa seems to be saying there's no basula in the Torah.
There isn't.
I feel like it's mentioned.
Yeah, anyone know where you see basula in the Torah?
Davening?
It's from the Torah.
It's a Torah.
Maybe it's something with davening from the Torah.
Wow. Looks
the
Torah.
It's
not
talking about
Okay, there are both places. But where do you see a basula having to do with getting married? So he says, corrected hafla. You see it by Rivka. It says, by Nisui Rivka, by Naira Basula. Yeah, guys? By Naira Basula. It refers to Nisui. So you see a basula in the Torah and a basuin. Also, it says, as I mentioned, also it says by. It says by Koyim, it says, Besula me'ama b'tikat isha. Yeah? Besula me'ama. Koyim got last married Besula. Yeah? Two places in the Torah that Hafla asks. It says Besula relating to the Suda. Right? Well, so what's Pran Tesis? He asks. He says, So that's where Basula is in the Torah. This is his answer, guys. You're going to love this answer. It's like a shtickle. It's very gishmak. Zevi, you ready? Two times Basula in the Torah. Rivka and an eight for it to marry a kohen.
Oh, this is 3 years old age is going.
Rivka, when she got married, was less than 3 years old.
Oh.
Okay. One answer is that. I'm gonna read the lashon. The sarach lomer the kavanasim to be come up and gabi ikur din nisuin lo matzino. First, he's saying it says besul entire by these two, but not by the ikur din of nisuin. Now he says, lulule divrayem hayinira diyish lomer the adarava. But how can be yusha? You know why? Says lo nachad habesula or gabi ish viish mishum. You might make a mistake. If it said habesula, you would make a mistake. Why? Because Taisus learns later on that the Iker Takan is for Ashes Cohen and the Husim Maskin Shanim, right? And you might think, Rivka Haisa Pachusa Mishalashon Mishikisha, Eliezer, Kaperish Rashi, then you say Sliyatha Mishahaisa Bashalashon, right? And also, Ashish Cohen is talking about that din of Ashish Cohen. But we, right? So if it said Habasula, you would think it's specifically referring to those two women and not anybody else. That's why, right, that's why I didn't write Habasula. That's not fluster.
That's great. That's great.
One second. What? Who's that flood in the. Well, the question was, basically said that hey, there's no basula there, right?
I know what I'm saying, but in the Torah it's written basula.
Right, no, never has to write ha basula there.
No, I'm saying,
our Mishnah Basula
and the Torah also
written Basula.
Okay.
So that doesn't help. Then it says Basula in the Torah. It says Basula in the Torah, but if you wrote Ha Basula in the Mishnah, you would think maybe it's referring to those specific ladies.
Hold it. So the fact that Basula here is referring to
the Basula says, don't think it's staff of those.
Is that one good, Rosh?
He's saying, who laid the right Taisus, right? Taisus doesn't answer that. Taisus answers a different answer. You could say Abshad and Taisus, if Taisus didn't say Abshad, you would say like this. Yeah?
But doesn't that mean only Rosh is the closest notebook, but
the ignorance is true in
sense. That would be specifically talking about.
But they still get married, but even if we're eventually get married on Wednesday, so it might be a mistake. You might be a mistake and say that the ones that are married on Wednesday. Okay, so this is cube shot, guys, it's cube shot.
It's cute.
It's cube shot. I don't like this.
What? There's a story about him.
Who was that guy?
Herman. He was teaching. Got appointed to be the head rabbi of like Germany, and they were tefillin on Kol Moed. So he didn't want to wear tefillin. So basically, he worked. He had three pairs of tefillin, and his kids, after he passed away, were like trying to understand why he had three pairs. So Rosh, Ben, and Tom. And the third pair that he wore was one he wore on Kol Moed and had nothing in it. So anyway, because if you're the chief rug of a place that wears it, you're gonna have to keep up with it.
Okay, my sister from that. Okay. Okay, bye, you guys. Let me try this together. Yeah.
Wait.
I'm a little kra. Fine. Now he says. This part is a little TikTok, and we'll try to explain it as much as I understand my TikTok. But how it's hot, right?
Yeah.
So you see as well.
Yo, where's the audience?
There's no way. Is AC not on? Friend in charge
AC. I think it was on. The window was just open.
I think that was on.
I would have killed the wind. No, they hit the temperature.
You guys are going to the beach soon, guys. It should say a hey there. And why does it say however Ivri?
It changes the shot.
It should say however Ivri, not Evan Ivri. writing explains why we should. The Imkain really right. It should have said Ha'eved Ivri. But if you would have written the Imkain Havi Lemisni Ha'eved Ha'ivri She'eno Dama. That's not connected. Let me explain. If, for whatever reason, if it would have written Ha'eved Ivri, okay, Marsha explains, guys. I don't know why. If it would have written Ha'eved Ivri, I would have thought that it's talking about the slave of a Jew. Davuk means connected. The slave of a Jew. Ha'eved Ivri would have meant the slave of a Jew. Okay?
He says two ways.
Therefore, it had to write Ha'eved. It would have to write Ha'eved Ha'ivri to teach us that it's not Davuk. That it's
Jewish.
The Jewish slave. Right? It doesn't write any hay. It really could have, if it would have written Ha'eved Ivri, you would have thought it would be the slave of a Jew. Okay? It would have had to have written Ha'eved Ha'ivri to teach us, no, it's the Jewish slave, is what we're talking about. And that's not common to write. In terminology of Gemara or Mishnayos, Ha'eved Ha'ivri is not common. Okay? Yeah, it doesn't work. Yeah? Now, in the Torah, there is a case in the Torah that Maram Shif points out. How do we know this? When Yosef is going with Eishes Potiphar, right? What's the lashon that Eishes Potiphar uses to get her husband upset at her? What's the lashon he uses? What?
Eved Aknani?
No.
Ha'ivri.
Ha'ivri. Right. So you see from this, Maram Shif points out from there. Ha'ivri. Ha'ivri. But Maram Shif says
she was definitely not there.
She was definitely.
She was definitely not like on the there.
She was definitely.
Yeah.
Yo.
We should not be making things like Connors for
us. For some reason.
No, Rashi would sympathize with her.
That's Korean.
He's proving that Ha'eved Ha'ivri would be Mashma, the Jewish slave. How do you know Ha'eved Ha'ivri? How do you know this is true? Ha'eved Ha'ivri is Mashma, the Jewish slave, but Ha'eved Ha'ivri is Mashma, the slave of a Jew. I don't know how it works grammatically, but he's bringing the right to the Torah. The Torah says, right, by Eish Potiphar says, Kamo ba ilai ha'eved ha'ivri l'sachik bi. Right? V'zein derech. In the Torah, it's derech to write it like that. But in the terminology of Gemara, it's not the derech. But we see from Hebrew Naraya, I don't know how the grammar works, but you see clearly in the Torah, when it says ha'eved ha'ivri, it's referring to the Jewish slave, not the slave of a Jew. Right? Therefore, that's why Eved Ivri is written Eved Ivri without a hay, even though it's the Torah. Again, because if you put the hay, which would make more sense, the Eved Ivri, but if you put the hay, you would be confused because you would think it's talking about the slave of a Jew. You would have to write Eved Ha'ivri, and that's not common, so we have to leave it without a hay b'chlal. Okay? That's the Eved Ivri main derech shas v'darekeinu mihu. Now Tosfos comes and says, one second. We have Mishnayos, right, that say Isha, Ha'isha Shehalcha L'Medina Sayyam, and Ha'isha Shemis Armala, and Ha'ish Madir as Beno Benazir. We seemingly see Gemara's Mishnayos that say the word, the letter He, even though it's not going off of something in the Torah. Right? Where do you see any reference to these in the Torah? There's a concept of making an edit, the guy that's making an edit in the Torah, where is that? So Tosfos is pointing out, you're right. There are some words like Isha, right, that since it already was in the Torah, Isha, Kadesh, Isha, Kadesh, there were words in the Torah, so therefore those words you could always put a hey with, even though that subject is not necessarily in the Torah, okay? That's just Tosfos. You guys got through Tosfos?
Yeah.
Okay. That's just a solid thing. This
level of scholar is like all that.
What?
Level of scholar is that.
Maskana is. Yeah. What's the maskana, Sammy?
that the hay is just because it's not from plastic, it's just
hay is usually
hay is just how
hay is usually is going to be a reference to something in the Torah, but there are some cases
like isha is just that.
There are some cases, some words that a hay gets connected even though it's not referred to something specifically in the Torah, but that's why Mesula has no hay, because it is not in the Torah, not discussed in the Torah, and this is the Kalan Rabbanan. We had the law that says it is in the Torah, but then there would be a different, you know, mistake that a person might be. Let's see.
So these other results with not the Torah, it also got a hay.
Yeah,
so those words specific
words that can be a hay, but not a Torah.
This is just like a good fact to know, like, also.
Very good to know Torah.
Could it be that Rashi?
No, stick to it. Like sometimes Rashi and stick to Rashi both are here.
Could it be that Rashi was a woman?
It's not part of the Lomdashira, Kemna Shlem Iran, part of the Sugya. Yeah, no?
Could it be that Rashi was a woman sympathizer because you only had daughters?
Oh my god, you're so this is Noam on beach day. Okay, guys?
Yeah.
We only go once a year.
No, it's just a normal
day. Yom Arafi, last time.
He's more tame today, no?
Yeah. He's too tame.
Last time he's disguised. Last time he's disguised. Yom Arabi, Zalo Baleel Chamishi, Fred Tysus, wanted to say during the day, and I know Ari has more pshatim, the sheet that has a couple of pshatim, what is coming to exclude why after during the day, not night, wanted to say specifically get married Wednesday and not Wednesday night, the Tysus says, what?
For Wednesday night is Thursday.
Yo.
Yeah.
It could mean also night. Okay, maybe. Taisva says no, it means Nafka during the day. Nafka. Taisva seems to be bothered. Why does it say night? Below Baleel Chamishi, but you cannot get married, you should not get married on Wednesday night. Nowadays we could. Okay, nowadays.
You can get married any day.
Any day, night. It has no fight. All ksuvas have fights, guys. You get married, there's always a, let's call it discussion between the two sides. Hopefully there won't be any disagreements, but
why are we kind of running not
the regular suva?
Not Wednesday night, because every suva has Leil Chamishi is Leil Chamishi.
Wednesday night, Wednesday
night, right? Kol shekein miyasin nesuin b'leil hay. Certainly, if you do the nesuin on Leil Hay, Ikal Amecha should teach her to Nesuin, Miksuva, below Yibol, there won't even be Bia, because there's going to be so much going on, Tiridah, Ksuva is the actual Chasna, and therefore you'll never come to Bezdin on Thursday morning. Bezdin's sitting waiting for these cases to fail these cases. If you get married Wednesday night, you'll get pushed off, and you won't come to Bezdin. Therefore, that kind of was Besula Nises, the Yom, Arabi, guys, or Baisai.
Why is that more fighting? Why is the fight for me?